到的 Bible，
大家一同打开以弗所书第三章
Ephesians chapter 3。
我们从第十四节读到第十九节。
We're going to read from verses 14 to 19。
以弗所书第三章
Ephesians 3。
我们从第十四节念到第十九节。
From 14 to 19。
因此，我在父面前屈膝，天上地上的各家都是从他的名求他。按照他丰盛的恩典荣耀借着他的灵叫你们心里的力量刚强起来使基督因为你们的信住在你们心里叫你们的爱心有根有基能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深第十九节一同读并且知道这爱是过于人所能测度的便叫上帝一切所充满的充满了你们我们低头祷告
Let us pray
我求主你的灵引导我们进入你真理的深处使我们明白你的奥秘使我们的信心有根有基深知我们所信的是谁让我们的爱有根基以后我们才能明白你爱的长阔高深我们感谢你愿主你赐福今天这段简短的时间也赐福我们一下解答问题的时间感谢赞美奉主耶稣基督的圣名求你
阿们
在以弗所书里面保罗有两次很重要的祷告
In the book of Ephesians there are two important prayers by the Apostle Paul
第一次的祷告是在第一章
The first one is in chapter 1
第二次的祷告在第三章
Second one is in chapter 3
第一章保罗祷告求上帝给信徒心里的眼睛打开真正认识他
In chapter 1 the apostle Paul asked that the Lord open the spiritual eyes of the saints that they may know him
第二次的祷告要信徒爱心有根有基能明白基督的爱何等长阔高深
The second prayer is that Christ will enable the saints to know the depth of Christ
所以第一要真认识主
So firstly we want to know him truly
第二真心爱主
And secondly, we want to truly love him.
爱跟知两方面到底有没有关联？
Is there a relationship between love and knowledge?
法国的 Blaise Pascal 讲一句话。
Blaise Pascal of France says,
没有人会认识主过于他对主的爱。
No one can know God more than he loves God.
你对主的爱多少，你对他的认识也就多少。
In other words, our knowledge of God is determined by our love for him.
如果有的人从自身问题认识上帝却不爱他的话，
If a person knows God in knowledge but does not love him,
他的知识一定是使他自高自大。
His knowledge will make him arrogant.
他的知识一定是使他轻看别人。
And his knowledge will enable him to despise others.
知识也成为可有可无的知识。
And the knowledge will become irrelevant.
这样的知识呢是多余的知识。
And this knowledge is not something you need.
这就是学术界里面的悲哀。
This is the problem with academics.
把我们应当爱的对象当作研究的知识。
We look at the object of our love as an object for study.
结果我们与神的关系就停留在这个纸上谈兵的阶段中。
And our relationship with God remains in an academic way.
没有生命真正直接的关联。
There is no real relationship in our lives.
甚至一个人看爱情、看结婚、看性的问题看完以后，从来没有结婚一样的。
It's as if a person looked at the matter of marriage or sex and had never got married.
你有许多许多关于这方面的知识。
You may have a lot of knowledge about these things.
但你从来没有结婚。
But you have never been married.
你从来没有家庭的经验。
You have no family.
你从来没有夫妻的关系。
You have never had a spouse.
那些知识永远只停留在理性里面。
And so this knowledge will remain in your reason.
是保罗要我们认知他。
The apostle Paul, we need to know him.
要我们爱他。
That we need to love him.
我们爱主有根有基。
We need to have a firm foundation in our love.
才明白主的爱何等长阔高深。
Then we can know how deep His love is.
所以第三章这一段更特别了。
And so these verses are important.
使你们的爱心有根有基。
That your love may be fully rooted.
能与众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
That together with the saints you may know the depth of His love.
想要爱主才能明白主的爱。
So we need to love the Lord before we can understand His love.
明白主的爱多长多宽多高多深，先爱有根有基。
In order for us to understand how high and deep is the love of Jesus Christ, we need to be rooted in love.
这样的配套是很特别的。
This is a special combination of thoughts.
保罗在这里讲，
The Apostle Paul says,
we want to
know the height and depth of his
love.
His love first
moved us. And
so we need to seek and understand this
love.
How does his love move us?
It is because
it is a sacrificial
love.
Personally, I believe that the extent to which we understand the suffering of Christ will become the foundation of our love for
Christ.
If a person has never truly understood the way Jesus Christ has suffered and died for us, he will never ever to be able to truly love God and know Him. The way the Apostle Paul describes
things,
he always places great emphasis in descriptive
words. The way
he uses these words cannot be found in the normal way Greek is being
used.
If you translate it in Chinese,
猪班,
many,
百班,
many types.
你看过人家用这个字吗? 猪班的慈爱, 百般的慈爱,
have you seen such description in Chinese?
鲁迅没有用过百般这两个字,
you never seen that in the writer Lu Xun.
其他的这个巴金等等也没有用什么猪班的字,
or other Chinese writers.
还有丰盛,
abundance,
何等,
abundance. Mystery,
奇妙,
the mystery.
这些许多的名称都是别人没有用的。
All these words are not commonly used.
这里既然用了一次, 长阔高深, 是全世界没有一个时代, 没有一个人用过的名字。
But here the word is how high and deep is the love of Jesus is unique.
所以你们明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
That you will understand how high and deep is the love of Christ.
所以他把这个呢, 三度空间里面的两度的这种名词都用出来。
It's long, high and deep in three dimensional.
主的爱是长的。
The love of God is
long. 主的爱是宽的。
The love of the Lord is high.
主的爱是高的。
The love of the Lord is deep.
主的爱是深的。
And high.
我们今天没有机会，没有足够的时间好好解释这一段的圣经。
This evening we will not have enough time to actually have an exposition of this.
这个把保罗的苦口婆心的心肠呢，把它表达出来。
But here we see the attitude of the Apostle Paul.
主的爱太大了。
The love of the Lord is so great.
太丰盛了。
That is so abundant.
太超然了。
So surpassing.
太广泛。
And so wide.
所以他就用长阔。
And so he says wide, long, high, and deep.
那这个到底要表达什么呢?
What does this mean?
我们很难去明白。
It is difficult for us to understand.
在改教时期的时候,
but during the Reformation,
曾经有一个人反对错误的教义，很激烈的领导人回到圣经。
There was a person that was against the wrong teaching. He returned back to the Bible.
所以影响许多的人,
and he influenced many people.
结果就被天主教的当局把他抓进去。
And the Roman Catholic arrested him.
当他被关在监牢里面的时候,
when he was in prison,
他发现这个监牢小到一个地步没有办法躺下来,
the prison was so small that he could not lie down.
差不多像一个井一样大的范围,
it was like a well.
他没有办法躺下来,
it was not possible for him to lie down.
他夜以继日日以继夜站在那边蹲在那边没有办法坐下也没办法躺下来.
Day and night he could only stand up or squat down.
四面都是墙壁.
There was wall all around him.
被关了几十天以后,
after many days,
结果他们触他死罪, 把他绞死了。
He was executed.
但是当他被绞死的时候,
when he was executed by hanging,
他的面容非常非常的嬉笑。
There was great joy expressed on his face.
And
you could see the joy in his heart.
连那些执行死刑的人心都大大受感动。
And the executioner will move in their hearts.
其中有一个人就要知道这个人生命的奥秘是什么。
And one of them wanted to know what's the mystery of his life.
哪里得了这样大的生命力, 这样大的得胜的盼望, 可以过一个这样, 从容就义, 一点没有受苦的感觉的这种表现呢?
Where is the strength of this victory that he has?
所以其中有一个人就一定要去看, 他被关的监牢里面有什么秘密。
And so one of the people wanted to visit the place where he was imprisoned.
他到许口去看的时候,
and he received the permission to go in.
他发现那个小小的牢房里面根本一个桌子没有, 一个椅子都没有, 根本一本书都没有, 什么工具都不能带进去。
In the little prison cell, he found that there was nothing there, no table, no chair, no tools.
所以他生命的最后几十天就站在那边, 蹲在那边, 白天晚上这样苦的过生活。
In other words, during the last stage of his life, he had nothing. He was suffering.
为什么他就义，他受死的时候是这样的笑脸，是这样的喜乐
？But why was he in peace and joy when he was executed?
他什么秘密都没找到。
He couldn't find any secrets.
当他要离开的时候
，when he was about to leave,
突然间在黑暗的墙壁中间，他发现一个秘密。
He saw found a secret in the darkness.
墙壁上有用手的这个指甲画出来的一个十字架的图画。
There was a diagram of a cross that was inscribed with a fingernail.
因为他什么工具都没有。
Because the prisoner had no tools.
当时的墙壁不像我们现在是用石灰用这个把粉刷弄清楚。
And the wall back then are not made of cement.
都是石头建起来的。
They were made of stone.
所以他只能用指甲在那画画，把石头画成有痕迹的这种图画出来。
And so he carved the cross upon the stone using his nails.
注意看的时候。
So when this person took a look at it,
怎么可以刻出来呢
？How was this possible?
用指甲去画出来。
It was by the nails.
越看越感动。
And he was deeply moved when he saw it.
这个十字架是空的。
He found that the cross inscribed was empty.
不是涂满的，就是一个空廓。
It is just an outline.
上面有五个字。
But there was five words on it.
右边的这里写一个长字。
On the right hand, it is always.
左边的这边写一个阔字。
Long, and the other side is wide.
上面写一个高字。
And the word high on top.
下面写一个深字。
And the word deep at the bottom.
真正就像这本书里面三章十八节所讲，上帝的爱在基督里何等的长。
This is what we read in verse 18, long and high and deep is the love of Christ.
第五个字是什么字呢
？What then is the fifth word?
十字架交叉的中心点，它画一个心，里面写一个爱。
It is right at the smack of the cross, where there's a heart and the word love.
看到这里以后呢，他不由然就眼泪流下来。
And when the person saw this, he wept.
他就把这件事告诉别人。
And he related the story.
一个要死的人有这么喜乐，有这样的人生的把握，有这样从容就义的这种神情，是为什么呢
？Why was this person facing death? Why did he have such peace and joy?
真正体会基督为他死的爱是何等的长阔高深。
Because he truly know that the love of Jesus Christ is wide, long, high, and deep.
那么这个事情就传出去，传出去。
And the story was related to many people.
差不多五百年以后就传到新加坡今天这里来了。
500 years later, you are hearing this.
但愿世世代代的基督徒。
May Christians from generations to generations
明白保罗屈膝在父面前祷告要求什么。
Be able to understand the prayer of the Apostle Paul as he kneeled before the Father.
求你使基督徒心里面的力量刚强起来。
Father, strengthen the Christians, he said.
求你使基督徒的爱心有根有基。
Enable the Christians to be rooted in love.
与众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
That together with the saints, they will understand that the love of Christ is wide, long, high, and deep.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我读到这里我就很感动。
I am always moved when I read this verse.
下面加一节我更莫名其妙。
But the verse later is greater.
你不但明白这个爱。
Not only should you know this love.
你又知道这个爱是过于人所能测度的。
You need to know this love surpasses knowledge.
所以这段圣经保罗用了三个不同的名词讲同样一件事情。
So in this passage, the Apostle Paul used three ways to describe the same thing.
如果我把这三个名词都改成同一个名词。
If I change them to the same description.
你就更明白我要讲的是什么。
You will understand this further.
他说你要明白基督的爱。
You need to understand the love of Christ.
要明白你这种明白是超过人所能明白的。
And you need to understand that this understanding is beyond human understanding.
你要知道基督的爱。
You must know the love of Christ.
知道你这种知道是超过人可能知道的。
And also know that your knowing is beyond the knowing of human beings.
测度上帝的爱。
You need to search the love of God.
测度你这种测度是超过人所能测度的。
At the same time, gauge that this gauging is beyond the gauging of man.
所以你就明白了。
Then you will understand.
Unfathomable depth and the width and the length and the height of the love of God.
就是上帝的爱是何等长阔高深，超越我们能够测度的。
不能测度的。
It is not something we can measure.
不能想明白的。
Something we can
understand. 不能知道的。
Not something we can know.
但是你知道了。
But now you know.
这个就是基督教信仰的奥秘。
This is the mystery of Christianity.
我深知我所信的是谁。
I know whom I believe.
我知道什么呢
？I know.
我知道这个事实。
I know this fact.
我又知道这个是我本来不能知道的。
I also know that this fact cannot be known.
我不能知道，我竟然能知道。现在我知道。
I know something that I cannot.
我知道什么呢
？What do I know?
我知道这不能知道的，现在我已经知道了。
I know this something that I could not have known.
我知道主的爱。
I know the love of Christ.
又知道我这个知道是超过人可能知道的。
And also know that this love surpasses knowledge.
这段圣经对我来说。
For me,
是基督教哲学里面最重要的认知论的关键。
This is the most important key in the understanding of Christianity.
The key of the Christian epistemology. 在基督教的思想观念里面
，within the thought of Christianity，
我们有知的可能。
It is possible for us to know.
神把悟性跟理性赐给我们。
This is because the Lord has given us reason and understanding.
我们有知所知的可能。
We are able to know about knowledge.
因为圣灵印证我们的知是真理。
Because the Holy Spirit affirms that what we know is true.
我们又知道这个知是超过知的。
At the same time, we know this surpasses knowledge.
因为我们知是接受启示而来的。
We know because we have accepted the revelation of God.
没有一个哲学谈到知识论像这么清楚。
No philosophy has treated epistemology in this way.
主啊，我知道你的爱。
Oh Lord, I know your love.
我又知道这种知识是超过人知识的范围的知识。
I also know that this knowledge is beyond human knowledge.
是两千年写一这样这样的一句话。
This was written more than 2,000 years ago.
过了一千八百年以后呢
？After 1,800 years.
英国的大学生哲学家 John Locke.
John Locke, the great philosopher of England.
他有关于知识论就提到三件事情。
He mentioned three things about epistemology.
我们能明白的叫做合理的事情。
He says that the thing we can understand is considered reasonable.
我们的理性不能接受的叫做背离的事情。
Things that we cannot accept in our reason is unreasonable.
我们的知识，我们的理性所逃脱不愿意接受的。
The things that we are not willing to accept.
那一定不合真理的。
That cannot be regarded as truth.
这个就是违背理性的东西。
So we say this is against the truth.
这样就分成两个层次。
So there are two reasons.
一个层次是 rational。
The first one is rational.
第二个层次叫做 contra-rational.
The second one contra-rational.
二加二等于四是 rational.
To say 2 + 2 = 4 is rational.
二加二等于八是 contra-rational.
2 + 2 = 8 is contra-rational.
他说呢，这样我很容易分开来。
So it's easy to segregate.
什么是对的，什么是不对的
？What is right and what is wrong?
什么是可以教导的，什么不可以教导
？What can be taught, what cannot be taught?
什么是合理的，什么是不合理的
？What is rational, what is not?
所以合理跟不合理。
Rational and contrarational，
就可以看出真理是真的是假的。
And from here we can understand the truth。
但是他说，难道我的理性真的伟大到这个地步吗
？But John Locke questioned whether his reason is so great。
我的理性真的可以试验真理吗
？Can my reason test the truth？
在这件事情上，毛泽东、邓小平两个人是不一样的。
Here Mao Zedong and Deng Xiaoping has two different ideas。
毛泽东的真理就在他的头脑里面。
The truth of Mao Zedong is within his mind.
毛泽东把自己的理性当作就是真理。
And so his reason is the truth.
还敢讲战无不胜的毛泽东思想万岁万万岁。
And so he said the thoughts of Mao will be always be victorious.
但到实际把它证明出来的时候。
But in practical terms,
全部行不通。
We see that it has failed.
邓小平发明另外一句话。
But Deng Xiaoping has another quotation.
实践是检验真理唯一的办法。
He said that the practical experiment is the way to test truth.
不是用理性，用实践。
He says not through your reason, but through experimentation.
这样呢，我们看见邓小平活到快要死的那一段时间。
And when Deng Xiaoping is about to die,
刚好又是世界哲学的潮流进到后现代主义的一个同一段时间。
The philosophies of the world entered postmodernism.
所以理性主义好像应当是寿终正寝的时候了。
It seems that the age of reason is dying.
所以毛泽东是在死得其实，不然一定跟人家斗得半死。
And so Mao Zedong died at the right time, or he would have been criticized.
那么在 John Locke 讲这句话的时候。
But when John Locke proposed all this,
他是历史上第一个开先河的人。
He was the first.
他讲什么呢
？What did he say?
一定有超理性的东西。
He said there must be something that's beyond reason.
理性。
There's reason.
非理性。
Contra-rational.
合理。
Things that are reasonable.
不合理。
Contra-rational. Not enough.
因为理性不能定夺真理。
Because the reason cannot determine the truth.
理性应当是有限度的。
There must be limitation to our reason.
所以他就发明了第三个名称。
John Locke proposed the third description.
叫做超理
Transrational.
Rational, contrarational, and suprarational.
Supranational.
就是这个 John Locke 在哲学历史里面有固定很特别的地位。
And so John Locke has a very unique position in philosophy.
很年轻的时候看他的书提到这个事情的时候。
When I was young and I read about this.
我非常佩服他。
I had great admiration for him.
基督教有许多的信仰不是理性能明白的。
There are many parts of Christianity that cannot be understood by reason.
没有一个人可以证明是违背理性。
But no one can prove that it is against reason.
我二十多岁的时候写一篇文章，理性是有限度的吗？
When I was in my 20s, I wrote an essay, Is there a limit to reason?
几个角度去证明理性本身不是无限。
From a few angles, I wanted to prove that reason cannot be infinite.
真理一定是没有限度的。
But the truth must be infinite.
真理可以立万代而常新，放诸四海而皆准。
And so the truth must always be the complete absolute standard wherever or whenever you are.
有限的去定夺，去批判无限的，这是大大不对的事情。
It is not right to use the finite mind to judge the infinite.
用有限的理性去反真理本身就是不合理的。
To use the finite reason to go against the infinite truth is illogical.
当John Locke提到这件事的时候
，When John Locke spoke about this,
我非常佩服他。
I was admiring him.
因为他的许多我们理性够不到的地方，不一定是不合真理，可能是超真理的。
Because John Locke said that the things that we cannot understand may not be irrational, it could be supranational.
超真理的事情是不能用理性去。完全批判的
Things that are supernatural cannot be judged by our reason.
但我更注意看保罗的时候，我发现 John Locke 算不得什么。
But when I look at Apostle Paul, I realize John Locke is nothing.
因为这种思想在他以前1800年，保罗早就讲了。
Because such thoughts have been expressed by the Apostle Paul 1,800 years ago.
这本圣经到底隐藏多少奥秘？
How much mystery can there be in this Bible?
没有一个人可以完全明白的。
Not a single person can fully understand it.
问题在哪里呢？
What is the problem then today?
基督徒自己不明白圣经。
The problem is that Christians themselves do not understand the Bible.
对外面那些错误的哲学佩服的五体投地。
And so we admire all the wrong philosophies of the world.
试试看可怜圣经。
And then maybe we have pity on the Bible.
把圣经放在他们的下面，佩服他们，屈服他们，这个对他们毕恭不敬。
And we submit the Bible to the philosophies of the world.
羞辱上帝。
And humiliate the word of God.
二十世纪结束的时候
，When the 20th century is about to end,
理性主义已经被埋没了。
The age of the reason has gone.
因为非这个叫做这个什么理性主义，又是什么？现代主义已经结束了
，Modernism has ended。
后现代主义起来了
，and postmodernism appeared。
后现代主义否定了理性的权威
，and postmodernism has denied the position of the reason。
人类从限制中间解脱出来
，and we are released from this constraint。
使我们重新看到一条新的曙光
，then we will see a new light。
但是这个后现代主义对现代主义的否定
，but the denial of modernism by the postmodernists，
不应当是这些哲学家的功劳。
Are not from the philosophers.
因为圣经早就告诉我们，理性是有限制。
We see from the very beginning that the Bible declaring reason to be finite.
因为许多甚至神学界的态度
，All the great teachers of theology，
很多都是向世界妥协、向世界摇尾巴的人。
There are many of them who have compromised with the rest of the world.
所以当现代主义出来的时候
，And when modernism appeared，
基督教的领袖唯恐被认为是落伍。
Christian leaders were afraid that they would be considered as obsolete.
试看否定自己的信仰去讨好理性主义的思想。
And so they denied their own faith to compromise with the modernists.
当进化论起来的时候
，When the theory of evolution came,
基督教领袖不但没有办法批判进化论错误在哪
，The Christian leaders was not able to show the mistakes.
试看把圣经降低到一个地步，可以迎合进化论领袖，免得我们被落伍了。
What they did was try to lower the standards of the Bible to compromise with the theory of evolution.
这是我这一生奋斗的其中一个目的。
This is one of my aims in my struggles in life.
求圣灵光照我们的心
，that the Holy Spirit may enlighten us.
给我们看见，在我们手中的盐是最高最贵的宝贝。
That we will see that the things that are within our hands, our Bible is the greatest treasure.
世界辩论里最高超的哲学不过是世上的小学。
That all other philosophies of the world are considered just minor knowledge.
靠着圣灵所启示的真理，智慧人以智慧为师。
And the Bible that the Holy Spirit has given to us, we will use it as the foundation of our knowledge.
站在时代的前头。
That we may stand before the times.
我们以基督徒的身份，长子的权柄。
That as a Christian with the status of the firstborn, we may point out the pathway of wisdom for all of humanity.
让我们的信仰,
then the lights that come forth from our belief would be able to become the light of the world.
当这个康德对于这个自然神论的批判还没有来以前,
before the Immanuel Kant criticized deism,
这是18世纪的事情,
this happened in the 18th century.
19世纪的奇克我再一次大大批判自然主义,
Kierkegaard on the 19th century criticized deism.
20世纪的罗素再一次批判这些证明上帝的谬论,
and in the 20th century Rousseau was against those who believe in God.
基督教好像就在18、19、20世纪中间渐渐败退，失守所有最重要的营垒。
So it may seem that from the 18th, the 19th, the 20th century, Christianity was taking a beating.
原来在改教的事情,
during the Reformation,
教文从圣经里面找到的,
John Calvin found from the Bible,
我们不需要用这些所谓的宇宙论、所谓的目的论, 所谓的这个本体论去证明上帝的存在。
John Calvin understood that we do not need to prove the existence of God through all sorts of different matters.
So-called cosmological argument, ontological argument, and teleological argument. 因为这些都是 natural theology.
Because all these belong to natural theology.
神的道远远超过这些。
He believed that the word of God far surpasses all this.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我非常感谢上帝。
I give thanks to God greatly. That in the last quarter of my seminary, of my seminary experience, I found Reformed theology.
Reformed theology 就不但注意传福音建立教会的事情,
I realized that Reformed theology not only places emphasis in evangelism and church planting,
对自然神学有真正的了解, 知道他的毛病, 对文化使命有真正长子的身份, 掌握这个最重要的关键的一个神学。
That is the only theology that has a correct response towards natural theology and the mandate for culture.
所以求主帮助我们。
So may the Lord help us all.
我每个礼拜到你们中间来,
I have been coming every week here,
不是给你增加一次机会,
not to just give you another session,
不是填满你听到的空虚,
or to fulfill your emptiness in
your heart. 你说呢,我们听到听不饱,唐牧师来吃饱一点,有一点营养,不错,不错。
You say, well, we not sermons at church not very good, let's listen to
Stephen. 我告诉你,有一些人营养够了,还是贪吃鬼。
Some people have enough nourishment, but they still want more.
我绝对不是供应奢侈的这种人的。
I am not here for this luxury.
我知道我来做什么。
I know the purpose here.
我要把基督教应当有的长子名分重新建立起来。
I want to reestablish the status of the firstborn of the Christian.
每一个我到的地方找到那个地方最好的头脑归向上帝。
That in every place I go, I want to find the best brain and bring them to Christ.
那么在我们的讲解、我们的解答、在我们的解经中间，你找到圣经中间最深奥、最高超的道理，怎样去批判文化，带领人类。 走回上帝的道路,
and in our exposition, in our question and answer session, we see the great mystery in the Word of God and we use it to critique all other philosophies.
愿上帝赐福给我们,
may the Lord bless us all.
这是今天给你们简单的一段圣经的默想,
this is a simple meditation for all of you this evening.
讲出来的一些话语,
and these are words that help you meditate.
我们低头祷告,
let us pray again.
请罗伯斯带领我们做一个祷告,
Dr. Lowell.